Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I think situations like these, when one favor turns into a whole new burden, is a major crossroads that turns talented people into business owners. First off, I try to avoid this situation by always leaving wiggle room in my projects for Murphy's Law. So when a small request arises, I usually cover if A, it's a one-time thing, or B, it takes very little time and effort to solve. So my first recommendation is that you have very clear boundaries about what is a favor in the spirit of customer service and what constitutes a new charge. Because believe me, these situations can snowball and we need to react fast. Okay, so let's assume that something big has come up and we can't dodge the request. Here's my approach to charging additional funds in the middle of a project. My typical first step is to use my initial response to set up an honest conversation. If a client asks for a big change, I usually start with, "Sure, happy to help in any way I can," and go from there. The first thing I want the client to know is, "No worries, we're going to figure this out. No blame, no anxiety, nothing but confidence." After getting clear on expectations, I'll offer the client two options. First, we can trade scope. For example, I'll say something like, "Wow, this is a big development. Of course I can help. In our current project, I promised you these three things. How about we replace blah, blah, blah with this and deal with that thing later? And then we'll discuss the pros and cons to that idea." I will also offer the second option, which is to extend the scope, just in case the client doesn't want to give up anything. In other words, if the relationship is for 3 months of support and the new assistance is going to take 2 months, then I offer to extend for 5 months. And I usually will offer the same rate even if the scope is a little bigger, just as a way of cushioning the blow. The key here is a combination of confidence with collaboration. Take the blame and anxiety out of the situation. After all, things come up all the time. It's really nobody's fault. Then offer the alternatives that work for us and collaborate from there. This lets the client decide how important this new request is for them. This kind of problem solving can take the awkwardness out of the, "Hey, I gotta charge you more than I said before," conversation that frankly we all want to avoid. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.